This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Happy Advent 2024. More no's than yes. Okay, good. Then we're all together. Yeah. Kick this up. All right. In the midst of all kind of the crazy end of this time, we have Advent. The church gives us Advent. But I'm always kind of a little peeved that the first Sunday of Advent doesn't start with John the Baptist. I like that reading better. We get this reading about basically the end of the world, the Omega, the Armageddon, the Parousia, the end of times. But as you notice, it kind of goes back and forth between kind of all this end of the world stuff and then hope. It says, oh, the trees are springing leaves. When you notice that, that would be wonderful, right? So it's a little schizophrenic, and maybe that's how our Advent is sometimes. As we are hoping for the Savior to come into the world as a little child, and then there's kind of this end of times, apocalyptic type of thing in between. But maybe like you, we have this particular little odd hope that life is going to get better because Christmas is coming, and it's a great season, right? So we have hope that even our political system will work itself out, right? Some people look at me like, what, really? You think it's going to work out? It always works out. It worked out years ago, and it'll work out again. Hope that we can rest in the belief that somehow we'll be cared for it in life, because we have been. If you look back, all the troubles and the valleys of our lives, we've gotten through them. We're here, right? A very important thing, right? We have hope that we'll persevere in adversity, because we all have. And it's wonderful to come together as a community and sit there and think about it. Last week, Beth did the final stewardship thing and showed that tree that slowly, right, after the hurricane, probably 2004, come back. And then the picture of the tree with the leaves at the very end with a full tree. We saw that with our own tree in our front yard after those 2004 hurricanes. It looked like it was never going to come back. And then, I don't know, boom, there it is. You look at it again. And there's that hope of eternal life, right? And this gospel even mentioned that God is, Jesus is coming on the cloud. And it talks about judgment, but it also talks about the great hope that we have that Jesus will come. So this whole idea of Jesus coming in glorious majesty, what about this last judgment thing? It sounds foreboding, but we proclaim in the creed, he will come again to judge the living and the dead, right? And should that not make us quake in our boots? Should not we not be afraid that God will punish us? But we need a little bit of hope, right? I think everybody does. Let's face it, for most of us sitting here today or even up here, our lives are pretty content, if you think about it, right? I mean, there's always that fear of the future, but overall, our lives are pretty content. And that's different than what I experienced last week. Kathleen and I went out to Denver, our son's in Denver, and his fiancée, and we went out on a mission. About 10 days ago, my son says, Mom, she calls on the phone, Mom, I need the ring. The ring, which we had talked to him about 2 years ago. Easily. My wife had a ring that she was going to give to Laura when it was time, and probably should have given it to him a year and a half ago. But anyhow, here we are. And I need it by basically Thanksgiving. So we went, oh, we changed our plans, right? And we went out to Denver. And this time, because we didn't really need it, instead of renting a car, we've been out there many times, we stayed downtown, and we just did Ubers, right? Ubers and Lyfts. So we got there, and, you know, there's this talk about rings and all that. But in the meantime, we got to know these different Uber drivers. And I'm somewhat gregarious, and I always say hi to the Uber driver. Kathleen typically really talks to them. And this time, unlike other times, she didn't hand them cards and invite them to our house. But, you know, we could have a million visitors at our house, but they go, thank you. Anyhow, we met two, and I wanted just to kind of, we met about seven, but the two that really could have stood out to me were, it's a man from Iran, and he had just gotten out. It was just like a couple weeks ago, and he had to leave. He just said, I had to leave. So we assumed there was some sort of American connection where he just had to go, right? And I think his wife just got here, but his kids got here a little bit before, and they're like 19 and 13 or something. He's an engineer, right? So well-educated, well-spoken, pretty good English. But here he is in this new country, not working as an engineer yet. And his wife's an architect, not working yet, but he's driving a Lyft. And, you know, he's middle-aged, he's smart, and he's, you know, you're like, hmm. And so we talked to him a while, and then, you know, I was just impressed by his attitude of hopefulness, really, that he was content. Not doing what he's meant to do in his life, but he was content that his children were prospering in school, that his wife was here, that his whole family were together, and that he was starting a new life. Despite, like many immigrants, they just left everything behind. Their stable jobs, right? Their home just picked up, and here they are. Then we met another man, slightly older, from Colombia. And he's happy to be here because he has a grandson here. And he lives with his daughter and son-in-law, the ones without kids yet, but then his son and his other daughter-in-law and their grandson are here, and he's so happy to be here. And he's been here a couple years. Again, his English was okay, and he was happy and content to be working here. Despite, really, these folks, Lyft pays okay, and it's a job, but it kind of is a paycheck to paycheck type of job, because rent is even higher than it is here, right? It's a little more expensive in Denver and surrounding areas than it is here. Both were struggling, really. I mean, paycheck to paycheck type of life, and yet they were hopeful, because they are here in the U.S. and they're establishing themselves. And I think their family gave them a lot of hope, because there's that idea of they're prospering, they're doing a little bit better. So these stories kind of show us of this new life of people, new immigrants in our country who want to work and are working. And this idea reminded me of the Jesus that we follow. Jesus was born really as a homeless traveler, wasn't he? The one that we're looking for to be born on December 25th. His family struggled, right? They got to the place, there's no place in the inn, and then as soon as he's born, the angel tells Joseph, go, and they go to Egypt. They're not really welcome in Egypt, right? And then later Herod dies or something and they come back. So they're always kind of moving and struggling. This Jesus we follow lived and ministered to who? Those in poverty, right? At the mercy, and he lived at the mercy and generosity of others. He was itinerant, meaning he just moved around all the time. The Jesus we followed offered no exceptions, though, to the table of hospitality. This Jesus we follow held more power over anyone on the planet, both then and now, and never once used that force or that power for oppression or for violence, even when his life was in serious jeopardy and he was tortured and he was executed. Jesus showed this confident optimism, even in dire situations. And he commanded us to what? Be not afraid, but to live in hope. And we all need a little bit of hope, don't we? I had a lady, I think yesterday, say, we need a lot of hope, right? And we can, and we will live in hope and not in fear. Because Jesus will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, and we shouldn't be afraid. Christ the King knows everything about us. We say it in our creed. He knows what we've done and left undone. It's a little like Santa Claus, you know, the good, the bad. And when we come, when we die and move forward to the next life, Jesus will probably say, I forgive you. Welcome into paradise. So there really is no reason to fear. Be not afraid. Let us prepare to celebrate again the birth of our Savior. Let us strive to emulate Jesus, the God of hope, Emmanuel. And finally, I wonder what this world would be like if each of us lived more in that sure and certain hope. Amen.